Big Fatty, I know you're all thinking, thank God that fucking Biloxi Blues is over so that I don't have to hear Big Fatty yammering and yammering about that shit.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty yammering and yammering about that shit.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 254 of the BFO for Monday, the 26th of January, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty has had quite the weekend out at the Charleston Tug and Barge Show. And, y'all, I've used a fabulous coupon. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going. First of all, I just want to, if you can hear the fan blowing in the background, tough shit, get over it. Because, y'all, in the Fat Cave, it is an oven. And I am podcasting with pants off and with shirt off as well. But, y'all, it is so fucking hot in the Fat Cave. And you know, it's all controlled by the radiator heat, and y'all, it's just suffocating in here. So, if you can hear the fan, then, you know, just fucking, you know, create a segment on your show about, oh, the noises that drive me crazy! Or something like that, or instead of the misuse of phrases and shit. Y'all, you'll know if you listen to the fucking Sea Hag. Y'all, hi, y'all, I want to tell you about the, excuse me, I just had a little soup, because you know, it's cold weather, even though it's hot in here. Big Fatty is having some soup, but, that may be why I'm hot also. Y'all, I realized that this time last week, I was giving you a drunky cast, and, I noticed that no one else has taken me up on that challenge. Even though I wish they would. And you know, y'all, I've decided that Archer, you wouldn't know it was a drunkie cast if he did it, because, you know, he can't remember ship. Oh, Lord. He can't remember shit anyway. But I think Miss West would have a great drunkie cast. And I think that the Foul Monkeys would be a fabulous drunkie cast also. And, you know, we couldn't do it on the QCast connection because, you know, Michael doesn't drink. So that's out. Y'all, I spoke to Miss West, speaking of Miss West, I was talking to him I was talking to him on Sunday, late Sunday afternoon. Well, that's over the weekend. And y'all, I said, Miss West, are you near your computer? Well, no, it's across the room. I'm too fat to go look at it. And I said, okay. I said, do you know who the podcasting whore of the week is over at the Daily Mic? He goes, no. I said, well, neither do I, because I forgot to check it, because you know I was discombobulated because of the boat show. I didn't have my leisurely, you know, normal routine because of that. Y'all, sure enough, Big Fatty is the podcasting whore of the week for the week of January the 23rd, 09, which I think, you know, if you think I was a whore last week, wait till this week, because, you know, Big Fatty is giving you an extra episode this week because it's anniversarium week, y'all. Unless, of course, you think, unless you think the week begins on Sunday and then next week is anniversarium week, because, you know, the big game, you know, you can't say booper soul. You have to say the big game. So, but anyway, Big Fatty was chosen as the podcasting whore of the week. And I'd just like to read you this from the Daily Mic. It says, besides the fact that Big Fatty has put out 5 wonderful shows this week, including the great Drunkie Cast, he also appeared on Archer Radio this week. We had a hard time picking a whore this week, but decided on Big Fatty. So, y'all, I am the default whore, I guess. Big Fatty, the default whore of the week. at the Daily Mic. In fact, if I know the Daily Mic is listening, I wish you would change it to, instead of the Podcasting Whore of the Week, the default Podcasting Whore of the Week. Daily Mic, if you don't mind changing that, I would appreciate that. So anyway, but y'all, there's been some comments over there. There's been four of them. Pences, you know that Pences Hana. Y'all, Big Fatty can't talk. I don't know what it is. It's probably the heat. God, it's hot in here. Princess Hana says, "Oh my fucking God, I love it." To steal my Ricky's favorite word, it's fabulous. Big Fatty's life is now complete. Complete. Jesus Christ. I love you, Big Fatty. And Matthew from the Spanking B. Arthur and the Big Gay Sex Show, he says, "Week? It's more like a decade." And DQ Rick says, "Week? Decade? Try the century. I love me some Big Fatty. I listen to him in the shower." And then Miss West, of course, had to come in there. You know, sometimes Miss West can just slip one in on you. She can just, you know, that gotcha. He'll slip in one of those gotcha. He says, "When you care enough to send the very fattest, send Big Fatty." So, there you go. Anyway, so, y'all, Big Fatty is the default Podcasting Whore of the Week. Speaking of that, I want to do this. It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update. Y'all, I realized I hadn't done one of these in a while, and I know you're all sitting there with bated breath, mainly because you had sushi to eat, I'm sure. But, y'all, it is 41 days until Big Fat... Oh, by the way, did I tell you I'm going on a cruise? Dude, it's 41 days. I can't do this with a straight mouth. Anyway, y'all, it's 41 days before Big Fatty, Miss Kitty, Granny, and Miss Porter leave on the... the big cruise. And y'all, I really don't have anything to update other than the cruise that leaves before ours. They posted their entertainment schedule and everything, and they're gonna have Charo on there. Y'all, I hope Charo's gonna be on our cruise too, because y'all, she is coochie fabulous. And Miss Richfield 1981 is gonna be on there. And anyway, I, you know, did some chitter-chatting with Granny and Miss Porter on Saturday night as we had a little cocktail at Patrick's Pub, and we're all giddy. We're just giddy with excitement, y'all. Now, y'all, unlike a certain sea hag, Big Fatty is going to let you know what his stateroom number is as we get closer, so that you can go on to the Celebrity Cruises website and send Bon Voyage gifts to Big Fatty's stateroom, because I'll be more than happy to receive Bon Voyage gifts. And I'll see what kind of information you need, and then I'll get back with you on that one. But I can assure you, Big Fatty will be receiving Bon Voyage gifts. And that is not like Good Riddance gifts or Hope the Fucking Boat Sinks gifts or something like that, you know. So, y'all, I want to get into telling you more about some of these entries into the big one-year anniversarium contest. And y'all, you know, you've got until Friday, this Friday, the 30th of January, to get your entry in so that you'll be eligible to win the prize package. You know, it's Big Fatty's anniversarium, but you get the gifts. And somebody is going to be chosen as the number one fan of the BFO, and I've got some more of these things I need to read, so let's do this. All All right, y'all. I think the last one I wrote was from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, because he was going to wrap my cock in bacon and suck on it or something. But anyway, the next one is from Lori Dean as opposed to Guru Nudie. They're not the same person. I know that now. And Lori Dean says, and I'm saying that wrong, and I may have read this now that I think about it. The fat one gives us a podcast, Vera his absolute contrast, his magical spleen keeps his colon so clean, most are an absolute bomb blast. Well, thank you, Lori Dean, or Lori Dean, or Lori. The next one is from the patron saint of the BFO, that's Mr. Tim Cornwall over at Tim Call an Ambulance. He says, because you don't take this shit seriously. Oh, and you're fat. Well, yeah, I don't take this shit seriously. Maybe that's what makes me the podcast whore. No, I am the default podcast whore of the week. Y'all, Sharon Fluitz has sent me an entry. And Sharon says, I am your biggest fan, and you know this because I have sent you many condoms so you can play safely at the Hara. Well, thank you. And y'all, that is Kisses and Latex from Ms. Sharon Fluitz, the Safe Sex Church Lady. And Sharon, you'll be going in that big colostomy bag. And let's see, who is next? DQ Rick is next. I'm your biggest fan. It says, Big Fatty, I'm your biggest fan because I can only shower while listening to your podcast. If you don't put out a show, I don't take a shower. And y'all, I'm going to try to do better on getting shows out maybe twice a day for DQ Rick. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. And then y'all, well, I think that's enough for today. Let's just stop right there, shall we? Okay, now how am I going to remember that Ricky was the last one? I don't know. But anyway, I've got several more to read. Y'all, the next one I want to read is going to be from Eric in Bakersfield. So, anyway, Eric in Bakersfield. Just, and that, by the way, that's Eric with a C, y'all. Y'all, Big Fatty, as you know, as you've heard by now, did the Charleston Boat and Barge, not the boat, the Tug and Barge show this weekend. And y'all, it's one of those things that Big Fatty has really just kind of made a name for himself, I guess, by running his mouth, his big fat mouth. And y'all, I go out, now my hours that I had to work this weekend, I had to take a day of annual leave. Do you get the annual leave at your coal mine? Well, took a day of annual leave on Friday. And so I was gone from the coal mine Friday, even though I had to run by there on the way out to the Tug and Barge show. And anyway, got out there. The hours of the Tug and Barge show were noon to 7 on Friday, 10 to 7 on Saturday, and 11 to 6 on Sunday. And so Big Fatty gets there half hour early on the first day and then 15 minutes early the last 2 days. And y'all, I timed it so that I could go and enjoy the good Chick-fil-A lunch on Friday. And I had the good Chick-fil-A breakfast, the brufkas, on Saturday. Because y'all, Big Fatty loves a Chick-fil-A. By the way, I stopped by the Publix on the way home from the Tug and Barge show today. Y'all, I saved $16.79 and I spent $24.58. I think that's pretty good. And the coupon this week was for the Publix Big Roll paper towel. One penny. And you know, you can never have too many paper towels. But y'all, what I have to do at the Tug and Barge show is I have to make announcements for them. Tell people what's going on, and you know, I have a basic script of what's happening each hour, but you know, Big Fatty just wings it. He just lets it fly, you know. And you know, there's no, you know, reading from a prepared I don't require a prepared script like some people. And So I just wing it. And but y'all, I make announcements 3 times an hour, at the top of the hour, at the 20-minute after the hour, and 20 minutes before the hour. So I do that, and then I go home after it's all over. And y'all, it was real interesting this year. They stationed Big Fatty's announcing table that I was at right beside the men's restroom. So, I mean, people, you know, so every man that had to pee during the boat show had to walk by Big Fatty. So, you know, it was like, you know, guarding the candy shop, the fat shop, if you will. And, y'all, they paid me to watch the men's go into the bathroom and come out of the bathroom. Y'all, there was deliciousness. Delicious. Y'all, plus, one of the vendors there is called they call it a low country boil. It's called different things in different places, but basically you cook together shrimp, you boil shrimp and smoked sausage and potatoes and corn on the cob, and you do that with like some of that Old Bay seasoning mix, and you cook it all together, and you know, then scoop it out, and y'all, it's just delicious. There's one of the vendors there sells that, amongst other things. Y'all, that vendor every year comes by to say hello, and y'all, they bring me lunch every day for free. So Friday, I had me a barbecue. Miss Wes, I had a barbecue sandwich. It was the mustard base. It was kind of sweet, though. It was a little sweeter than I expected it to be, but y'all, it was good. It was on a good fresh sesame seed bun, and it had potato chips and a bottled water. And Saturday I had hot off the grill cheeseburger and potato chips and bottled water. And today I had the Low Country Boil and iced tea. And y'all, it was delicious. By the way, y'all, I got an e-letter from John and Ely. He no longer wants to have sex with Keith Olbermann, because Keith Olbermann has hairy knuckles, hairy hands, and it's a deal killer. It's a deal killer. Who knew? And anyway, y'all, the boat show, excuse me, the tug and barge show just went great. They and y'all, they had something new this year. They had the boaters wine down, and so the last 2 hours on Friday and Saturday, they had free wine tastings, and they had this guy playing live music on his Casio. So, y'all, I had to make announcements twice an hour. Didn't have to do it 3 times an hour, and I could drink the wine. It was fantastic. And I was right there by the men's restroom, and, y'all, it was just fabulous. I mean, it was oh dear, Gussie. Well, y'all, Larry Clark came out to the boat show, because they gave me an announcer's guest pass, so I gave it to Larry Clark, because you know it was his birthday on Saturday, and he and his friend came out there, and they were walking around drinking beer and looking at boats and all, and so I think evidently there was a picture of Big Fatty put up on the Twitty about that. I don't know, because you know Big Fatty don't use the Twitty. But, you know, anyway, but, y'all, they say, we'll see, you're going to be here again next year. Just wouldn't be the tug and barge show without Big Fatty. And I turned to Larry Clyde when they said that.
Big Fatty yammering and yammering about that shit.
Okay, well, you get the point.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. me. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.